Well, we're really pleased with our first year enrollment. By the end of the first open enrollment period on April 15th of 2014, we'd enrolled nearly 1 million New Yorkers. A good portion of them, people who told us that at the time they applied, they did not have insurance. And we're very excited about the start of the second enrollment period that begins on November 15th. Of 2014, so just next month, and goes through February 15th. And one thing we would just note is that this next open enrollment period is shorter, just from November until February. So it'll be important that New Yorkers check out their options in the marketplace and act quickly.
Now, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, last year New York had $27 million for certified assisters. Will there be more or less money set aside for people to get in-person help this year as they're signing up for the exchange?
The amount of funding available for assisters in our next open enrollment period will remain the same at about $27 million. That represents grants to navigator organizations, 50 organizations throughout New York State, that together with their subcontractors help consumers in over 40 different languages. When we combine our navigators with our certified application counselors and licensed insurance brokers who are certified for the New York State marketplace, we have over 9,900 assisters throughout New York State, and they have been tremendously helpful in bringing consumers to insurance, and it played a really important role in the success of our first year.
Now, in the second year, you're going to have a Spanish language exchange. What steps is the state taking to avoid some of the pitfalls of CuidadoDeSalud.gov?
And you're exactly right. Around the launch of the next open enrollment period, our New York State of Health website will be available in Spanish. We have, over the course of the last several months, been developing the Spanish website. It has been in testing for a number of months, including a review by a group of people who are bilingual and translators who have looked at that website. And the way this website will work is that not only will the text that appears on the website be in Spanish, but our full online application, including text, help text, will all be in Spanish. So we're very pleased to have that available for our next open enrollment.
What other strategies are there for other underrepresented groups? There's lots of other language minorities in the state and a lot of rural communities that had a little bit more of a challenge getting help. What are the strategies for this go-round?
So our assisters are throughout New York State. They bring to communities many different languages. On our website, there is a schedule that shows where our navigators are located and the languages that they speak. We've also just added to our website, in preparation for the 2015 open enrollment, an interactive map where you can actually click on events in your community to see if there's events in your community, and you can see a description of those events, including the languages that assistance will be available in on those sites. Our materials are in many different languages, our consumer education materials, and we'll be adding additional languages to that list as we enter our November 15th open enrollment period.
Well, we've talked about a lot of the successes, but there's some people that are falling through the cracks. There are less people who are enrolled in rural communities, for example, and some people who may be enrolled but maybe stopped paying some of those premiums. What are some of the outreach methods to get those people who fell through the cracks?
Well, certainly our in-person assisters are a very important component of that outreach strategy, and we have assisters in every area of the state. We also have recently made public information about enrollment at the county level, so we can all see where enrollment has occurred in the first open enrollment period within New York, and help us develop a plan for outreach in areas that might be less represented. The other important component is, as we go into the next open enrollment period, we will be launching an integrated advertising campaign. The components of that campaign are still being developed, but we certainly expect it will reflect every part of New York State and every group within the state.
So I sat with a group of navigators midway in the two different enrollments, and some of the navigators in the greater Rochester area were concerned that there were some tough cases that had a very hard time getting consistent follow through. And, you know, they had some pretty difficult technical issues with whatever their problem was with their insurance and getting enrolled. Others were worried that the call centers, the people were very well trained in customer service, but not as well versed in health insurance difficulties. What changes are we making this open enrollment to make sure that we address those types of concerns?
So we work with our navigator organizations on a daily and a weekly basis to identify any challenges they might be facing in helping consumers throughout New York State. And over the course of the summer, we have had what we call spring training series for all of our assisters, both navigators and certified application counselors, and certified insurance brokers as well. And throughout that training, they have raised some of those concerns with us. Those training sessions have ranged from working with people who are self-employed to help them apply for insurance because those applications have some sort of unique challenges, working with immigrant populations in New York to be certain that their applications go smoothly, as well as other topics. And we'll continue to have that training and that dialogue with our assisters as we move into open enrollment. Our next focus in that training series is on how to help individuals select a health plan, to tell them what's important when they look at different health plan options available to them in their area. And then finally, the last session, very in-depth dive into the health plans that will be offered on the marketplace in 2015 and the benefits and differences between those plans.
Now, what advice do you give to small business owners who are considering whether or whether or not to provide insurance for their employees or make changes to the insurance that they already offer?
So the Small Business Marketplace, which New York also launched on October 1st of 2013, a year ago, just about exactly a year ago, offers small businesses in New York a new option, an option for small employers, which are employers with 50 or fewer employees, and the opportunity for federal tax credits for employers with fewer than 25 employees and that meet certain other requirements. And so we would encourage small businesses throughout New York to take a look at the marketplace, either to contact the marketplace directly or work with their certified insurance broker or agent to see if the small business marketplace offers them some advantages, which could be the availability of the federal tax credits that are only available through the small business marketplace. It could be ease of administration, and in many cases we see small employers who purchase through the marketplace being able to offer their employees a wider range of choice in the health plans that they choose for themselves and their families.
Now, we've been speaking mostly with getting individuals or small businesses enrolled in the marketplace, enrolled in insurance, but who's tracking that accountability with the insurance providers themselves? What conversations are happening between the state and the insurers? Many insurers in the state have dropped their Medicaid coverage. Some have dropped Medicare Advantage plans, and the rates are going up across the state.
So we have a plan of working with the insurers in New York State on the marketplace. We conduct an annual certification of health plans that are offered on the marketplace, which includes a review of not only the benefits they will offer, but also their plans of operation and their quality improvement measures and processes. And, of course, our colleagues at the State Department of Financial Services perform prior approval of premium rates. And as you may have seen in a release just several weeks ago, the premium rates for people who purchase on the marketplace, individuals and families that purchase on the marketplace in 2015 will continue to represent a savings of over 50% below what the individual direct pay rates were for similar insurance in 2013.
Now, many are saying that this will be a more tricky open enrollment period because we had the first open enrollment period. Many people got enrolled, but maybe each subsequent year might be more and more challenging. Do you see it that way? And what are we doing to make sure that we get those more tricky, more difficult people to reach?
So we're excited about the next open enrollment period, and while we're pleased with enrolling nearly a million people during the first year, there's still many more New Yorkers to reach. And so our plan is to have an integrated outreach approach where we have both organizations that are familiar with their communities on the ground doing outreach, coupled with an advertising campaign that will be statewide, and being at events in many communities. And you can see those events, again, on a map that is on our New York State of Health website. And we think that many New Yorkers who enrolled in 2014 will tell others about how easy it was to enroll, how in-person assisters were available to help them and the call center was available to help them, and about how insurance was affordable to them and how it's benefited, the coverage has been of a benefit to them and their families throughout the year.
Donna Frescatore, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.